Next time you get a phone call and you answer, you say hello, and the other line says, "Can you hear me?" Well, don't be so quick to answer. The Better Business Bureau here in Western Michigan has received an increase in reports to BBB Scam Tracker about this scam, and Katie Grievous is Marketing and Community Relations Manager with BBB of Western Michigan. And with us this morning, Katie, thanks for your time. Talk about this this newest scam. There's always something new, and here we go with a caller scam.
Absolutely. So what we're seeing with this typical scam is someone calls you, like you said, and they say, "Can you hear me?" And sometimes people will just say yes, and then they hear that click. And
right.
They get worried that they may have given their voice to someone who can use it for ulterior motives. While we haven't had any reports of anyone losing any money for that particular portion of the scam, nor do we know about any FTC reports, what we do know is that with the advancement in technology and things like AI, there is a chance that these scammers can be recording that yes and then using it to maybe later authorize charges to a bank account or approve changes to an account that has to do with personal sensitive information. So we really don't want people to be so quick to answer. We are seeing this scam kind of develop as well, where we are seeing more trouble when it comes to giving up personal information. A lot of scammers are also using the "Can you hear me?" to start that dialogue, to confirm that that phone number works and that you're somebody who will answer the phone. And then they may lead into some sort of other scam, such as posing as another entity and then trying to convince you that they're legitimate for you to give information.
Katie, got to keep in mind, too, along with the "Can you hear me?" there are other variations of this scam.
Yes. So what we really want people to be vigilant about is just because someone is calling you and asking, "Can you hear me?" don't be so quick to answer right away. And even if they keep you on the line, that doesn't mean that they are who they say they are. It is just a way for those scammers to manipulate you, build some trust, create some confusion in the beginning of a conversation to kind of throw you off your guard so you're maybe not as ready to respond the way that you would with your brain and instead in a panic mode.
Katie Grievous, Marketing Community Relations Manager with the BBB of Western Michigan, talking about a new scam, the "Can You Hear Me?" scam reports on the rise across Michigan. Katie, along with maybe just simply hanging up, any other tips as far as maybe we got to do a little research and a good reminder to never, ever, ever give out personal information.
Absolutely. Our best piece of advice, if you get a phone call from a name or a phone number you don't recognize, just don't answer. If it's important, they will leave you a voicemail and you can call them back. If you do end up answering and it is somebody posing as a legitimate organization that you know and trust, take down their information. Don't give any personal information over the phone. Do your research, make sure that those phone numbers and those people are associated with that company, and then call them back later. Legitimate companies and government agencies will appreciate this action, and they will not pressure you to give up information right then and there on the phone. If you are feeling that pressure, that is a huge red flag, and you should just hang up because you don't want to give your information to someone who shouldn't have it.
Also, Katie, something else to maybe help cut down on telemarketing and sales calls. This has been around a while, and I joined this a long time ago, but people need to be reminded about that do not call registry.
Absolutely. The FTC maintains the do not call registry, which takes out legitimate telemarketing calls, and it takes your name off that list. So while it only blocks the legitimate calls, it will not block the political campaign calls. It will not block your doctor's office to remind you of an appointment. But what it will do is filter out the real calls that you don't want to get so that when your phone is ringing, it's more likely that if you don't recognize the number, it's probably a scammer. So you can know that the numbers coming across your screen that are unknown are more likely to be ones you don't want to answer at all, rather than wondering if this is someone you actually want to talk to.
And finally, if we do feel like we've been a victim of a scam, how do we reach out to the Better Business Bureau?
Please report any scams you come across, whether you fall for them or not, to the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/scam tracker so we can track those phone numbers and we can track those people pretending to be someone else so that we can help stop them and eliminate some of these hurdles so that you can go on answering your phone and not be so worried every time.
It's a BBB scam alert, a whole new one. Can you hear me? Scam reports on the rise across Michigan. Katie Grievous, Marketing and Community Relations Manager with the Better Business Bureau of Western Michigan, talking all about it. Katie, I know it's a busy day for you. Thanks for your time this morning on WHTC Morning News.